The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
You mentioned we have a guest. Of course, the 2022 NFL Draft was last week, and we're here to discuss our favorite groups, our least favorite groups, kind of everything in between. But the Vogue pick, the sexy pick, the just everyone agrees they dominated the draft is the team that dominated the Kansas City Chiefs in week three of last season. I am, of course, talking about my Baltimore Ravens, his Baltimore Ravens. Joining us, the manager, editor-in-chief, head honcho, the all-time GOAT from Baltimore Beatdown, SB Nation's home for Baltimore Ravens content. It is Kyle Barber. KB, thank you so much for gracing us with your astute presence.
I am grateful for such an intro.
That's right.
You know, as Pete just says, oh, what's up? You know, I shower in it. I bask in it. And I appreciate the energy, RJ. And I'm going to do my best to deliver it right back for you. Hi, Pete.
The last time Kyle was here, he brought a plate. And it was after.
To be clear, he wasn't literally here for that. He just had a presence on the show. That was a pre-recorded video of, you know, how the sausage gets made. That wasn't him actually, like, one-on-one doing that to you.
I just don't, you know, I just don't forget things. And
well,
so
you forgot
I remember that
what
now.
It was. So you clearly do. Not alive.
Yeah.
Events.
Well, that's why I have you, RJ. I have you to remind me and kind of tell me how it is. And that's why we keep you around.
How you remind me.
And
a great song by Nickelback.
I'm unforgettable. So that's why you don't, you remember that part.
Kyle Unforgettable Barber is what we call him.
Kyle Unforgettable Barber, something like that. We'll get there one way or another. My favorite draft class, shocker here, not a unique pick by any means. The Baltimore Ravens walked away with, like, I don't know, 1,000 first round picks, but walked away without Marquise Hollywood Brown. It was a crazy, hectic weekend, Kyle. I imagine there was speculation that AJ Brown would get traded. He obviously did, and Deebo Samuel, who did not. The Hollywood Brown thing kind of came out of nowhere. Then he said, well, it's kind of been in the works for a month. Like, your thoughts on the trade, the overall weekend? I mean, are the Ravens so much better? I think they are going to be better no matter what, but this infuses a lot of talent to their roster.
You know, the phrase that every NFL team after the draft is, we got better this weekend. And while that's true for most teams because you have an influx of talent, no matter which team you are, I believe the Ravens are true in that sentence. They drafted Kyle Hamilton, arguably the best player in this draft, with number 14 overall. Great player, great name too, like you said, of course. And also landed Tyler Linderbaum, the best center prospect in about the last 5 years, with the number 25 pick. They acquired that from trading, like you said, Marquise Hollywood Brown to the Arizona Cardinals for the number 23 overall pick, jumped back a couple spots, and that's where they got Linderbaum. Overall, the trade was definitely a shock. I was in the media room at the Baltimore Ravens facilities when it happened. We were all writing up about Kyle Hamilton, and then suddenly the trade comes across our screen, and Hollywood is already in Arizona at their draft party. So this had clearly been in the works for a while. It had been agreed to in a while, but the Ravens didn't want that being released earlier because they didn't want other teams to have an advantage with the information as to whether or not they would want to capitalize on having a new need at wide receiver and going and maybe drafting one of those players that ultimately did go too quickly when the wide receiver run occurred in the first round.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.